The Cubs taking on the Cardinals. Chicago's magic number to clinch the NL Central down to two coming into this one. They're pretty loose before the game. They'd waste little time getting on the board in the first inning. Bases loaded. Addison Russell facing Luke Weaver.
There's shortstop and a line drive into the right field corner. It is going to clear the bases. It's down and to the wall. One run in. The second run comes home. Here comes the third guy. They got a chance to get him. He is safe at the plate. It's 3-0 Chicago. On a three-run double by Addison Russell. Weaver pitches, swing and a home run. If it's got enough, sinking all the way, but still a home run. It's 5-0 Chicago. What's going on? They're sending fireworks for the Cub home run?
I guess they are.
Got a Cub fan out there or what? Infield back. Look at the second baseman. Baez, he's in the outfield. The pitch. Popped up down the third base line. Out in the short left field. The shortstop. Watch out there. Man, he goes into the seats trying to catch that one. And he couldn't make the catch. But he got somebody's lunch. What is that down there? Popcorn?
Nachos, I think.
Nachos. And the guy that lost the nachos, he shakes hands with the left fielders. And his story's about that. Wow.
Don, 1-1. Luke Weaver checks on second and pitches. And there's a long one to left field. And this is going to leave the yard. A three-run homer for Baez. It hit just above the Cub bullpen. And the ball bounces back to the left field grass.
The Cubs' magic number down to one to win the NL Central as they take it 10-2. John Lester is 12th victory, allowing just a run in six frames, striking out four. Chris Bryant, three hits and scores twice. Javier Baez, two hits and three RBIs before he had to leave the game with an undisclosed injury. Yadier Molina had to exit the game after two straight foul balls off his mask on consecutive pitches. The Cardinals fall to the Cubs. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
The last seven were pretty hard to keep up with. He'd been so good, and this is a tough game. It's a good lineup he was facing, and worked into some deeper counts, a little bit more of what we saw last year, trying to make those really fine pitches, which he was able to make here recently. And today, the ball kind of taken off on him a little bit, but got into some tough counts and then had to hit more of the plate. And, it's pretty standard. Yeah, I haven't heard from the medical team yet to know exactly what's going on there, but the first one obviously gave us some concern. Went out and saw him. Medical team was okay, and he ready to go. He just needed a second, and unfortunately the second one got him a little bit better, and at that point it was not going to be a conversation. Needed to get him out. Yeah, just how he reacted, and I could tell when he took a knee, and that particular point, it's just time to get him out. Yeah, I had a lot of people that were asking me about him turning his head, and he was actually trying to get out of the way of backswings. He got clipped a couple times by a bat, and so he was catching and then trying to get out of the way. He wasn't flinching. It looked like a flinch, but he was trying to get away because he sits tight, which we teach our catchers to sit tight behind the hitter. And some of these guys have some very long backswings that were getting him in the head. And so he was just being smart and trying to keep his head from getting hit with a bat.
The series continues on Tuesday. Carlos Martinez on the hill.